H910 AM, W245CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Daria Albinger. Former President Trump's former fixer, Michael Cohen, is deep into his first day of testimony, and the defense is paying close attention.
It does make it quite difficult for the defense team. I'm curious how they try and poke holes in that, given that Cohen was one of the closest people to Trump since the very beginning. He recalls conversations, specific conversations that he had with Trump about these payments. It does, at the end of the day, make it difficult for the defense. I think the defense team, Trump's lawyers, are really going to try and focus on Cohen's credibility.
ABC's Catherine Falders. U.S. Senator Bob Menendez is also in court today. The New Jersey Democrat and his wife are accused of accepting money and gifts in exchange for favors to foreign business people. Jury selection in that trial is now beginning. The part of Baltimore's Key Bridge, which is resting on the cargo ship Dolly, is expected to be removed tonight. This is ABC News.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Oral arguments are today in a state Supreme Court case that could bring absentee ballot drop boxes back to Wisconsin this year. 2 years ago, the court's former conservative majority ruled nothing in state law allowed for absentee drop boxes anywhere other than local clerks' offices. The August primary is 3 months away. Microsoft's president says the infrastructure in Racine County met for Foxconn played a role in its decision to invest $3 billion in a new AI data center.
No doubt, we are the beneficiaries of that earlier effort. You know, the land that was initially acquired that we're now able to buy, even the electrical infrastructure.
Brad Smith speaking with WISN-TV's Up Front after President Biden's visit last week. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly. The Minnesota Department of Natural Resources is undertaking prescribed burns in the Superior National Forest again. According to DNR officials, the prescribed burns help to reduce the buildup of hazardous fuel for wildfires, lowering the chances that if a wildfire does break out, it will intensify and get out of control. Both the Minnesota DNR and the Wisconsin DNR have been undertaking prescribed burns for weeks, as a warmer-than-usual winter with little snowfall created favorable conditions for large wildfires. The Duluth City Council is considering a $2 million resolution to fund the completion of work at Brighton Beach. In Thursday's meeting, the City Council discussed a resolution to award the money to Oland Brothers, Inc. to complete the project, which aims to relocate Brighton Beach Road further away from the shoreline due to erosion concerns. The construction over the last 2 years has made it impossible to host events or programs at the beach. The City Council will vote on the measure on Monday. And that's what you need to know. For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly.
It's the Brewers and the Pirates tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers open a 3-game home series against the Pittsburgh Pirates tonight in Milwaukee. Yesterday, the Crew losing to the Cardinals 4-3, missing out on a chance to complete a 4-game sweep. The Cards able to snap a 7-game losing streak thanks to a much-needed home run by veteran Paul Goldschmidt, who has 1-for-34 so far this month. Manager Pat Murphy.
It's hard to beat a major league team 4 times. Any of these 30 major league teams, it's hard to beat them. The day that Goldie breaks out a little bit, hurts us. Koenig did the job we asked him to do, but you got to have more than that, you know, to beat a major league team on any given day.
College basketball, Sundance Wicks is one and done. A year ago, Wicks was an assistant coach at Wyoming, hired by UW Green Bay in his first head coaching job. He turned the program around, winning 15 more games. Over the weekend, Wicks met with Wyoming and emerged as their new men's head basketball coach. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Widespread haze expected today as Canadian wildfire smoke has moved in. Otherwise, partly sunny with highs in the upper 60s. Breezy winds throughout tonight and tomorrow drag our highs down to the low 60s. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now it's 62 degrees.
Hi, I'm Smokey Bear, and I made an assistant to help you out, because only you can prevent wildfires.
Hey, Assistant Smokey Bear, call me Papa Bear, because I'm grilling up dinner. Do you get it?
Yes, good job.
So, what should I do with all these coals?
Don't just toss them out. Put them in a metal container because those embers can start a wildfire.
I understand. The stakes are high.
Ha, 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 ha.
Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
We're going to have policy arguments for the rest of time. But at base, I want my president to be a decent person. I firmly believe that Joe Biden always is trying to do the right thing, that he is a decent man. And in sharp contrast, we've got a man who thinks it's a good thing that stars get to commit sexual assault. And we know that because he said it.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Crude and Dom.
Dominic is in Europe on the holiday road, but you can hear some of the greatest radio shows ever in his absence. Tune in all week long.
The Devil's Advocates, weekdays 4 till 6.
You're listening to the Buzz of the North, WBZH, Hayward's home for Up North News Radio.
Live from the Civic Media World Headquarters in Madison, Wisconsin, it's the Todd Albaugh Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Albaugh.
Across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network. And streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. It is now 6 minutes past the hour of 1 o'clock, Monday, May 13th, 2024. A great day to be a Wisconsinite. Mr. Aaron Zommer is our producer and engineer, doing a great job, as always, on the board. Welcome into hour number two of the big program. Great to have you along. High atop State Street, a block off the Capitol Square here in the capital city. Great weekend, great graduation at University of Wisconsin-Madison, and the city, Mr. Zalmer, is slightly quieter today, slightly less traffic today.
Indeed.
You know, it's kind of like that. I refer to it as, in the fall, it's like the swallows coming back to Capistrano when the students come back to Madison, and then they kind of go away this time of year. They migrate to their hometown. Some of them graduate. But then you have a whole new crop of folks that come back in and bring the vibrancy in the fall, and we start all over again.
Yeah, most Wisconsin towns have snowbirds, but we kind of have the opposite, where people leave for the summer.
Yeah, exactly the case. Exactly the case. So, but all kinds of great things going on in Madison. We'll talk about it as we go through the summer months. Coming up this hour on the show, another edition of What's Worse, a little bit later on. Your chance to not win prizes per se, but you can have your voice heard. It involves Michael Cohen in his testimony today in the Trumpster trial out in New York from earlier today. Talked about it in hour one. And also a famous, or at least infamous, kind of famous singer. So we'll have some fun with that a little bit later on in this hour. Also, you probably heard about this, but the Trumpster and his secret tax returns, as well as making deals with big oil. Talk about that a little bit later as well. But right now, I want to get into some of the things that happened over the weekend and an ongoing thread that we've talked about in this on this show. And I want to take your phone calls on this as well. And it's disturbing, although not surprising, because this has been an ongoing thing for Republicans for quite some time. As a former Republican myself who left the party in 2011, I witnessed this. The reason I left the party, because of voter suppression laws. And it's only gotten worse since 2011. Remember, that was pre-Trump, by the way. Well, he was around, but wasn't talking serious politics at the time. And I maintain, as someone who was a part of the party for several years, that Republicans have lost their ability, or maybe better put, willingness to support and embrace issues that connect with 51% of the voting electorate. So when you understand and you know that your position, take for instance reproductive rights for women, that is by and large an unpopular position with the majority of the electorate to have a national abortion ban. Republicans know this. Look at the issue of marriage equality. for years it was below 50%. And then the public said in poll after poll, closer to 60, 65% supported marriage equality. Now, through the Supreme Court, law of the land, marriage equality. Republicans now want to dial that back. They know that is not popular amongst the greater electorate in the United States. Giving billionaires loophole tax credits, or maybe not letting them pay taxes at all. Not very popular with the majority of working men and women in America. So when they know they haven't got the right issue to win, they have to do shady stuff. Part of that is voter suppression, but part of it now, and it's become much more popular under Trump, is to, again, I'll use the term gaslight the public, make us try to make us believe something that isn't true is in fact true. And the big one they've used now for this since Trump is putting doubt into our brains about the election integrity, which time and time and time again has been proven false. The 2020 election was free and fair and accurate, not just in Wisconsin, but across the United States. There was no significant amount of voter fraud, certainly not to any degree, anywhere close to the degree where it would have made a difference in the outcome of the election. We know that. Former Republican House Speaker of Wisconsin, Paul Ryan from Janesville, has said, quote, Donald Trump lost the election, Joe Biden won the election, period. Trump's own appointed judges looked at the 2020 election. There was no clear evidence. We talked last week. Current Republican House Speaker Mike Johnson and some of his cohorts introducing a bill, legislation in the United States Congress, which would make it illegal for non-Americans to vote in federal elections. Guess what? That's already the case. They're using it to gin up doubt about the election. So this is the ongoing narrative, and you have Republicans, prominent Republicans, saying now that they won't commit, pardon me, still got the allergies, won't commit to accepting the result of the 2024 election. Latest one, good old Senator Lindsey Graham from South Carolina, who years ago was an anti-Trumper, said, quote, if we elect Trump, we'll be destroyed and we will deserve it, unquote. And now yet here's Lindsey Graham on Meet the Press this weekend on NBC when asked if he'll accept the 2024 election results. Lindsey Graham.
Will you accept the results of the 2024 election no matter who wins?
Yeah, I'll accept them. I think, you know, if there's no massive cheating, I accepted 2020. Here's what I would say. President Trump is poised to win. He said last night, when it comes to Israel, I will have their back. I will give them what they need. Bernie Sanders is wrong about the polling here. Most Americans, 80%, side with Israel. The 20%, unfortunately, are in Congress and the State Department that side with Hamas. That's the problem with this
and
war.
He was, he was just kind of going down a rabbit hole because he didn't want to talk about the election results. So he said, yeah, sure, I'll support the results as long as there's not mass voter fraud. See how they qualify it? And then they go out and talk about supposed mass voter fraud that does not exist. Remember, Mike Johnson, Speaker Mike Johnson last week, said it's out there, we just can't prove it.
We know intuitively that there are massive numbers of illegals voting in federal elections.
That's what Mike Johnson said, but of course, it aligns with what Glenn Grothman, now a U.S. congressman from Wisconsin, told me years ago when he was still just in the U.S. Congress, when I called him out on this. I said, Glenn, what evidence do you have to pass these so-called voter ID bills in Wisconsin, which were nothing more than voter suppression bills? What evidence do you have of voter fraud, of undocumented people working? And his response to me was, quote, well, we think it's happening. Unquote. They're denying people your constitutional right to vote because they think, i.e. they know it's not happening, But in order to win elections with ideas that don't connect, they have to cheat. And there you have Lindsey Graham say, well, you know, I'll support the election as long as there's no massive fraud. And, well, Donald Trump's going to win. That's the narrative, you understand. These Trump people are out there telling on national media, Trump is going to win. And so they're setting this up. So in the likelihood that Joe Biden legitimately wins the election, they can say, look, everybody said Trump was going to win. So the only way that Biden won was by fraud. They're teeing it up, to use a golfing term. Not sure we have time for that. I'm looking at the clock here. Should we go? Should we start down the Morning Joe?
We have time.
All right, let's start with this. MSNBC's Morning Joe, Joe Scarborough, a former Republican congressman, by the way, was talking about kind of what's happening. We'll pick it up on the other side, but he had Donnie Deutsch, a marketing expert. Here's, we start this off, this is Morning Joe from this morning on MSNBC, Joe Scarborough talking about the Trump rallies this weekend.
Has been the guarantor of American democracy, of Western democracy for centuries, where the loser accepts the results. And we've seen, you know, in our lifetime, we saw Al Gore do it in the most extraordinary way, the most dramatic way. It's putting country over party. And so, you know, here we have a vote. We're going to have a vote this fall. And I know a lot of Republicans, John Meacham would call them Peter Millar vest-wearing Republicans, who just want to pretend that it's Bob Dole against Bill Clinton. They're going, well, I just always vote for a Republican. No, this year, you're not just voting for a Republican. It's a vote for a candidate who doesn't believe in the most basic principles of American democracy. And we could get on the list, but I really don't want to waste my breath on it because everybody knows about it. Everybody knows about, you know, the killing of generals and et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. But you have Republicans, those Peter Millar vest-wearing Republicans who want to say, oh, it's just like, you know, it's Republicans and Democrats. What's the difference? No, it's a vote actually for somebody that does not subscribe to the most basic precepts of American democracy against a candidate who does. And it's really that simple, Donnie, isn't it?
It is. You know, we've said many times on the show, when an authoritarian tells you what they're going to do, you pay attention to him. Well, now his followers are telling you what they're going to do, so you pay attention to it. And for anybody, and Joe, you can tick off the list. We can all tick off the list, whether it's no longer a free election, whether it's a weaponized Justice Department, whether it's an un-independent Federal Communications Commission, on and on and on. We can go. When anybody says to me, well, that's not really going to happen because we've got checks and balances in the institutions, you're already seeing there will be no checks and balances. So not only do we have the tell from fearless leader, we have the tell from the lemming followers. So there's no mystery here. So there is absolutely no mystery here. So anybody that votes Republican and doesn't understand you're voting for the end of democracy, just pay attention to the Sunday shows this past weekend. And the other thing I want to say, we've talked a lot about this on the show, and I've talked about this as a man, these pathetic men, the spinelessness, the obsequiousness, the sucking upness, I don't know how they face their loved ones. I don't know how they go
Donnie,
home to their
lives. Right, stop right there. We're going to come back and finish this up. And Joe Scarborough has a great take on this as a former Republican. These so-called masculine men in the Republican Party who want to call out other people, but yet genuflect to Donald Trump.
This is the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
Do you have a loved one in a nursing home? California mega millionaire Eric Hovde has some bad news for you. He doesn't think they have long to live. It's true. In a recent interview, Hovde said, if you're in a nursing home, you only have a 5-6 month life expectancy. Almost nobody in a nursing home is at a point to vote. That's shocking. But it gets worse. One of Hovde's companies is named a co-defendant in a wrongful death suit from an incident at a California senior living facility. He even referred to himself as an expert in the nursing home business. Yikes, that doesn't sound like the kind of expert we need. Call Eric Hovde at his California office, 714-730-4444. Tell him that Wisconsin seniors deserve to vote and get the care they deserve. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Incorporated.
The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
Welcome back to the Tom Hall Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. It is now 20 past the hour of 1 o'clock. Glad to have you along with us. Before the break there, playing a little bit of Morning Joe. Joe Scarborough, a former Republican congressman, now host with his wife and co-host, Mika. Morning Joe on MSNBC. And talking to Donnie Joyce there, a marketing expert. And Donnie was talking about the fact that, you know, and Joe had picked this up, that Trump, as an authoritarian, is already telling us what he will do. And now you have the minions, like what we played, Lindsey Graham and others, and Ted Cruz and on, who are falling in line. People, of course, who had said at one point that Trump is, you know, the Antichrist, essentially, would never vote for him. I'd never do that. And then pick up the biblical reference, the cock crowed three times. And it's the reverse of the biblical story, right? Instead of, you know, the cock will crow three times before Peter denies Jesus, the cock only crowed a couple of times before Republicans embrace Trump again. It's completely the reverse of the biblical story. Now they can't get behind him enough, the Trumpster. And these are people like Ted Cruz and Jeb Bush, not George W., by the way, but Jeb, Lindsey Graham, list goes on and on, of people who said they never want to be Trump, but yet they genuflect, metaphorically speaking, to Trump's political altar. Meanwhile, these same people attack other Americans about their masculinity of all things. And Joe Scarborough had something to say about that. Here's the cut from Morning Joe.
And as I've always said about the war on masculinity, like if you're a real man, you don't really notice that people are trying to declare a war on masculinity. You just go out and you do what you're supposed to do, and you tune out the noise. And yet these guys, they play tough guys and want, you know, like want the world to be more manly, and they're the least masculine men. They are the guys that went to Ivy League colleges and won't defend their father's honor. They won't defend their wife's honor. They will allow Donald Amen. Trump to say the worst, most humiliating things about them constantly. Mm-hmm. How do I say it politely? Just
obsequiously.
Don't use the word. Don't use the word, Joe. Don't do it. I used it once. I got in a lot of trouble. No. Don't do it.
Yeah.
I can't say it. He undermines them and he humiliates them. And they just come back for more. And they're the ones writing books about manhood? Give me a frickin' break. Yeah.
It is, Donnie. Yeah, it. I just can't understand. I don't know if these guys had their lunch money.
That's, I thought he wanted to drop an F-bomb so badly.
Yeah,
so badly.
He had to really fight himself.
He did. But who is he talking about? He's talking about Ted Cruz, Senator from U.S. Senator from Texas, tough guy Ted Cruz, who on the campaign trail in 2016, Trump attacked his own father and said he was part of the assassination attempt for President Kennedy of Ted Cruz. He attacked Ted Cruz's wife, calling her ugly. He attacked Marco Rubio's family, said that Marco had small hands, insinuating about Marco Rubio's manhood. He attacked former President and Mrs. Bush. And yet Jeb Bush, and also attacked Jeb Bush's wife right next to him on the primary debate stage. And Jeb Bush and Marco Rubio and Ted Cruz and Lindsey Graham go right down the list. I'll say it. They're pantyways. They don't have any masculinity. They don't have any chutzpah. They don't have any balls. They can't actually look somebody in the eye and say, you can't do that. I'm going to stick up for my wife or my kid or my parent. They let this guy, Trump, walk all over their manhood, walk all over who they are, and do whatever Trump tells him, because they're so power hungry that they will do anything to stay in power. 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. Let's go to Joe here in Madison, listening on MDX. Joe, always a pleasure. Welcome to the show. What say you?
I think the discussion of what constitutes masculinity being purported or being talked about by some of these folks really leads into some interesting little alleys. I'm going to take you a little bit away, but it gets back to the point.
Please.
Apparently, Tommy Tuberville, the great Senator Tommy Tuberville, who stalled all of those promotions for people in active military because he felt that they were in a woke culture. You know, you would think the military could decide whether it wasn't working for them or not, but Tommy, who'd never had any military service, was going to push, was the lone senator that was stalling all of those promotions for people who are out there putting their lives on the line. Anyway, he is apparently was in Trump's courtroom, the courtroom in New York, and he had this quote about the courtroom, which I think is just fascinating. He said, "We have a courtroom that is the most depressing thing I've ever been in. Mental anguish is trying to be pushed on the Republican candidate for the president of the United States. He doesn't like the look of the courtroom." It's wow. A public courtroom.
Right.
Are they supposed to be spending all sorts of money on making it be the most beautiful thing? I mean, I worked in state government, and I remember asking, they were doing a repainting of offices. And I said, would it be possible to get a different color at all? And their response was just wonderful. "Sure, ma'am, you have a choice of three colors, beige, beige, or beige. We buy it in..." I mean, that's how it's done. They are saving money. They are not supposed to spend taxpayer money on making a beautiful place to coddle up for Mr. Trump. I found that to be a fascinating quote, that he thought that we would be interested in the fact that the courtroom was depressing.
Well,
who would have thought?
Absolutely, Joe. And I'm not sure if you saw this or not, but also J.D. Vance, a Republican senator from Ohio, another piece of work, he was there. So think about this. The taxpayers of Alabama and Ohio have their U.S. senators sitting in New York in a courtroom to babysit Donald Trump. Where's the taxpayer money? And where's the taxpayer getting their money's worth there?
Yeah, I mean, how does that benefit them? You know, in the meantime, they have people in the active military in both of those states, certainly, who were extremely affected by the fact that those promotions were stalled out by Mr. Tuberville with his non-record of military service.
Mm-hmm.
So, but he is very interested in the decorations and, you know, what the courtroom looks like. So,
thank you, Joe. Always appreciate it. Joe and Madison. Yeah, and then Tuberville, you know, has the audacity to attack other people's masculinity. Well, I don't think the courtroom is pretty enough. 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. It goes back to what we talked about at the beginning of the hour. This is all gaslighting. You understand? It is to distract us, the voter, from what really matters, which are the big issues of voter preserving democracy, accepting the results of an election, moving forward, protecting women's health care rights, protecting equal access, equal rights for all, having a fair tax system, and making our country safe for future generations in education. Come back, have a quote on that. Also, what's worse on this way? Stay with us at the All Ball Show for Monday on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to The Buzz of the North, WBZH, Hayward's home for Up North News Radio.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The No Labels Party will not appear on Wisconsin ballots this fall. The No Labels movement has failed to find a candidate for president. The Wisconsin Elections Commission meets tomorrow and will take up a request by No Labels to be removed. That's even though the group turned in more than twice the number of valid signatures to get on the ballot. A new poll shows rural voters agree with many Democratic policy positions but think Republicans are doing more for working people. The group Breakthrough Campaign says rural voters will be a crucial demographic in the presidential election.
There are enough voters in rural areas of battleground states who are up for grabs to determine the outcome of 2024.
Patrick Toomey helped conduct the Breakthrough Campaign's poll. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly. The University of Minnesota Duluth has officially announced its new chancellor. According to the university, Dr. Charles Neese was approved as the school's 10th chancellor by the Board of Regents on Thursday. Neese will begin as chancellor on July 1st, with interim chancellor David McMillan continuing in the role until then to ensure as smooth a transition as possible. Neese had previously served as the vice chancellor at the University of California, Merced, and has 25 years of experience in higher education. A Duluth bike rental company is participating in an e-bike rebate program through the state of Minnesota. According to a Fox 21 report, Traverse Duluth will be part of the program, which will give applicants a discount of $1,500 on the purchase of a bike and accessories. They're hoping the e-bikes will encourage more residents to get out on biking trails if they don't need to do all the hard work of biking themselves. Residents can begin applying for the rebates on June 5th, and certificates will be issued in July. And that's what you need to know. For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly.
I'm Pete with the 60-second Showbiz Beat. Whoopi Goldberg tried to cast Pope Francis in Sister Act 3. The 68-year-old host of The View said she offered the Pope a role in the film when she met him last October. Goldberg talked about the Pope's acting chops. Goldberg talked about how much she liked the Pope because he is inclusive, adding that the Pope said he would get back to her. Classic Hollywood jargon. As progressive as the Pope seems, do not expect him to appear topless unless you want to pay him a lot more. Oscar-winning screenwriter Paul Schrader's hitchhiking days might be over. Schrader, who wrote Taxi Driver and Raging Bull, recently attended a party at director Martin Scorsese's house. While attempting to pet one of Scorsese's dogs, the dog not only bit his thumb off, but ate it. Not a good injury for a writer. That spacebar isn't going to click itself. All worked out okay because Scorsese had a nurse on site. No word yet on if the thumb was able to be reattached or how long they had to wait for the dog to, well, you know. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Widespread haze expected today as Canadian wildfire smoke has moved in. Otherwise, partly sunny with highs in the upper 60s. Breezy winds throughout tonight and tomorrow drag our highs down to the low 60s. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 64.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
Matt Mayer on air.
Dr. Karen Tamarius, she's a political psychiatrist, and we're talking about how to talk to people with which we do not agree.
Think of the mind as a rider on an elephant. The conscious part is the rider, and the emotional part is the elephant. If you want the person to change their mind, you need to talk with the elephant, not the rider.
Matt Mayer on air, weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, executive producer Luke Mathers joins us at 10:33. In hour number two, what would a second Trump term mean for your health care? Don't miss it.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10.
Welcome back to the Tallaball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. It is now 34 minutes past the hour of 1 o'clock, hour number 2 of the big show on Monday, May 13th. Mr. Zahmer is on the board. Welcome back in. Appreciate your phone calls as well. 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. Make it easy for you. 855-75-CIVIC. Going to get to a what's worse, your chance to call in and weigh in on the important issues of the day, or not, in terms of important issues, but always a lot of fun from our crew. What's worse, coming up here in just a couple of minutes. Want to finish up on, and again, I don't play these for you necessarily to gin you up or to depress you or anything else. I just think it's important that people hear this in the original German, so to speak, right out of the horse's mouth. Because when we refer to these things other times, I think some people think, well, Todd's just making this up or he's trying to influence us when it's not based in reality. So I like to play it so that you know that what I'm saying is true. Basically fact-checking myself. This was from the Trump rally in New Jersey over the weekend. The one where he praised Hannibal Lecter, a fictitious cannibal from Silence of the Lambs. Not making that up. We played for that, that one for you earlier. This is in the same rally. Trump attacking public schools and vaccine mandates. Here it is, the Trumpster in New Jersey.
I will not give one penny to any school that has a vaccine mandate or a mask mandate.
Not going to give one penny to a school that has vaccine mandates or mask mandates.
You know, but here, Todd, I actually quite like not having polio.
Yes, yes. Here's the thing. That it's not about COVID, right? To Mr. Zomer's point, all public schools in America have vaccine mandates. You have to get a polio vaccine, rubella, measles, mumps. These are things that vaccines that kids go through prior to getting into kindergarten. Now, yes, in certain states and certain places, parents can request to be released from that for religious purposes, which I have a hard time with, quite frankly, because I subscribe to the Vulcan logic, the needs of the many outweigh the few, the needs of the few or the one. Vaccines are proven to help everyone. And doctor after doctor, scientist after scientist has confirmed there is no known or proven link to any vaccine and autism or anything else. That is not proven. So almost everyone that I know, at least in Wisconsin, every public school does have a vaccine mandate. Not COVID. It's for these things I just listed and probably more. So again, listen to Donald Trump, the authoritarian, when he tells us, I will not give one penny to any school that has a vaccine mandate. That is a way for him, should he, God forbid, get a second term, to essentially dismantle and get rid of the United States Department of Public Education. We don't need it. Because you know what? They have vaccine mandates. I said I wasn't going to give one penny. So I'm not going to sign any budget that gives one penny to the Department of Education. Boom, gone. The department's gone. Our public schools. So just think about that. As you're voting for people this fall, perhaps primaries before, do you really want to give your vote to a party whose head nominee will not give any money, not one penny, he says, to public schools? And ask your local candidates for assembly and state senate and Congress. Ask these Republicans, do you support Trump's promise not to give a penny to public schools? And they're going to say, well, he never said that. Well, you just heard it. And then you know what they're going to come back with? Well, he was talking about COVID. No. He said, you heard it, not one penny for any public school that has vaccine mandates, not COVID and vaccine, simply vaccine mandates.
If you ever think there's no way he's going to do that, the judicial system will stop him. Oh, yeah. People said that about Roe v. Wade. So yes.
Right.
He exactly. Cannot be stopped. He is eliminating anything that can stop him.
Yeah. And to Joe Scarborough's point on Morning Joe, he also has is his enablers, i.e. the people in Congress, saying the same things now. So just know this is where not just Trump is at, but the Republican Party. And nail these people down for state Senate. Nail these people down for state assembly in Wisconsin. Nail these people down for U.S. Congress. People running for U.S. Senate, i.e. O.C. Eric Hovde. Do you support Trump's stance of not one penny more for public schools? 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. Let's go to Mike listening in beautiful Muscogee, home of the Morel Mushroom Festival. Big time this time of year in Muscogee out there listening on WRCE. Mike, thanks for calling in. What say you?
Yeah, I believe that festival is this coming weekend as well.
It is.
A plug for Muscogee there.
Absolutely.
But anywho, I know that you casually mentioned about Trump's so-called rally.
Right.
This so-called rally happened to draw 100,000 people. Why do you refer to it as a so-called rally?
That's an estimate by the Trump people that is not been confirmed by anyone else. It's like he said he had the largest inauguration in history in 2017, which is proven to be not true. I mean, sure, he had a rally.
I've seen pictures of it.
Well,
it was on the news this morning. There were 100,000 people there easily. And your man, Uncle Joe, he couldn't draw flies.
Well, I mean, we just have to disagree on that, Mike. I appreciate you listening. Appreciate the call. 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. This is what I'm talking about. False narratives, and people believe it. 855-752-4842. Wisco Paul listening in. Wisco, always a pleasure. What say you?
Good afternoon, Todd. Thanks for taking my call. I guess one of my concerns is the Electoral College does lean GOP, so you got to kind of keep an eye on that. And it seems to me, after what Trump did, J6, democracy is like a gentleman's agreement. The two-party system has to agree to okay the election to the winning party. And the Supreme Court has proved in with Roe that they can do anything they want. So I would be greatly concerned if I was a voter this time around. And I hate the terms of Sleepy Joe and things like that. I mean, you know, Trump slept in court, for God's sake.
Right.
But anyway, them are some things that concern me, and you can comment if you like. Thank you.
Hey, always appreciate the call, Wisco. Thanks for listening. Thanks for joining in. 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. No, Wisco is absolutely right. And we talked about that earlier in the show today. It is called gaslighting. It is right out of the Republican playbook. As a former Republican who left the party in 2011, I can confirm it. When you have a candidate that has a deficiency, an Achilles heel, one of the first things you do, if you're of that type of campaign consultant, is you accuse your opponent of the thing that your own candidate is weak on. Therefore, to confuse the electorate of what's really real. So by using terms like Sleepy Joe, and remember I've said this 100 times, Joe Biden is has a speech impediment from birth. He is a severe stutterer. And many times when he's speaking publicly, in order not to stutter, he has to stop himself and use a different word. And what people say then is, oh, he can't remember things or he can't talk. No, he has a speech impediment. I was born with a cleft palate. I get it. But by using terms like Sleepy Joe, it covers up, to Wisco's point, the fact that Trump himself is falling asleep in court. Trump himself seems to have mental acuity problems. Like praising Hannibal Lecter. 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. Gene up in Eau Claire listening on the tap in the Chippewa Valley. Gene, always a pleasure. What say you?
Hi. Great showing. And thank you for playing those clips. That's very important because on my side of the state, we're not getting a lot of information. And in fact, we don't get a lot of the information of what's going on at the state. And I call my local television stations, you need to cover this stuff, but they don't. Mm-hmm. And I don't know the issue for it. I have no idea. So keep on what you're doing. The guy that called about these 100,000 people that were at the Trump rally, I guess that format didn't even hold half as many people there.
Right.
And there's been a lot of those things where, you know, the posts go out and they show all these pictures and they can identify those pictures from other concerts and different places. I mean, these people are doing so much to make Trump look like he is loved. And us older people, and I've seen a lot of posting and writings and listen to a lot of people my age that thinks this is just disgusting, and we don't want to see his face anymore after this election, and hopefully he'll be spending 2024 in a cell all by himself, so we don't even have to hear anything about that guy ever again, because vaccines. We lost a lot of teachers. We lost a lot of nurses and doctors. People aren't going into those fields because nobody cares about their health.
Mm.
Big deal there. It's unbelievable. Keep it up. So I'll tell
appreciate
you. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Yep, thank you, Gene. Really appreciate the call. 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. Let's go up to WISS. Oshkosh Air Support in the Fox Valley, and Cam listening in on Oshkosh in the great city of Neenah. Cam, thanks for listening. What say you?
Hey, thank you for taking my call. Three callers ago, the gentleman that said that you or accused you guys of lying because he saw for himself how many people there were.
Mm-hmm.
I don't believe for a moment that he even like took more than a second to look at the photos. Here's the thing. MetLife Stadium has a capacity of 82,000.
Correct.
That was nowhere near the amount of people that were there. And current, more accurate numbers are somewhere between 4,000 to 6,000 people, which honestly, in my opinion, is still way too many.
Right.
So if you want to keep continuing to lie, go ahead. The mayor of that city is also in trouble at the moment for over alleged fraudulent participation in state health insurance program. Mm. So he's got a horse in this race too, because he wants to make sure that he gets off scot-free.
Yeah.
I don't know. You guys should be embarrassed.
Right. No, I agree. It's a great call, Cam. Thank you so very much. I appreciate it. And you're absolutely right. It's 82,000, 83,000 at MetLife Stadium. And there's been videos of Bruce Springsteen concerts where it was standing room only in that thing. So to say that Trump had a bigger rally than Bruce Springsteen is just not factually accurate. Ben,
and also, Ben in Richmond Center, as well as Andrew in Maine, both texting in that, you know, these pictures being circulated, Roger Stone posted a picture on Twitter or X saying, yeah, could Joe Biden draw a crowd like this? And showing a picture of an enormous beach with 100,000 or so people. Well, way more than that. That's a picture from Rio de Janeiro in a concert from the 90s.
It just goes to prove
it's just fake.
You gotta watch where your information is coming from.
There are mountains in the background. It's not in New Jersey.
And we try very hard in this program to make sure we're sussing things out, fact checking. And on the occasion we do get something wrong, we admit it and apologize and move on. But from every legitimate news source I've seen, there's nowhere near 100,000 people attended this so-called Trump rally in New Jersey. Just doesn't, as we say back in the Driftless area, don't add up. 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. We're going to come back and do a quick round of what's worse. Let me give it to you quick. What's worse, Michael Cohen singing on The Stand or Michael Bolton singing anywhere?
I think that's a pretty good
855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. What's worse, Michael Cohen singing on The Stand today or Michael Bolton singing anywhere? Come back.
This is the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
Pizza's here.
Oh, great. I'd love some, but I'm worried about my stomach issues.
If you're worried about having diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose, oily stools, it may not just be stomach issues. It could be a condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. With EPI, the pancreas doesn't release enough enzymes to break down food, but EPI is manageable. Use the symptom checker on IdentifyEPI.com and talk to your doctor. That's IdentifyEPI.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
Looking for a roundup of the day's important headlines in quick podcast format? Search no more. Find it now on the WBZH website at buzzofthenorth.com. Your news just for the Superior area. I'm James Kelly with WBZH News.
Covering all the news that affects you with humor and a unique perspective. Matinaire on Air with Jane Matinaire. Weekdays 10 till noon on the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH, and on the Civic Media app.
You're listening to The Buzz of the North, WBZH, Hayward's home for Matinaire on Air.
I could hardly believe it when I heard the news today. I had to come and get it straight from you.
Okay. Now, look, I'm sure there are Michael Bolton fans out there. And look, Michael Bolton's been 10 times, a million times more successful than me. So who have I got to talk about? We're just having a little fun. You understand? Welcome back to the Town Hall Buzz Show. 10 minutes before the hour of 1 o'clock at the top of the hour. Our friend and colleague Maggie Dawn on the air from 2 until 4. The Maggie Dawn Show. The award-winning Maggie Dawn Show. Shout out to her and the entire crew there for the great job they're doing every afternoon. The Maggie Dawn Show, 2 o'clock until 4, immediately following us at the top of the hour. Time now, once again, to open up and chew a little bit frog in the throat, Ribbit. What's worse? Here we go.
This or that. 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 This or that.
Then, of course, the choice is yours.
You can get with this or you can get with that.
Time once again to offer a what's worse. Remember, there are no prizes involved, no money, no remuneration, as they say. Simply your chance to have your thoughts heard across statewide radio, courtesy of the Civic Media Radio Network, and around the world on the Civic Media app. This hour's, and it's going to be a short one, but call in. Love to hear from you. What's worse, Michael Cohen singing on the stand today in court, or Michael Bolton singing anywhere? Well, I just read them. I'm given these by our great staff at the home office, and I just read them. What's worse, Michael Cohen singing on the stand, or Michael Bolton singing anywhere? 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. What's worse? Let's go to Madison, listening on WMDX. Stephanie here in Madison. Stephanie, what's worse? Michael Cohen singing on the stand, or Michael Bolton singing anywhere?
Definitely Michael Bolton. He caterwauls. He sounds like when he's singing and ruining really wonderful songs. He sounds like he's got a cat with his tail caught in a door. Okay. Yow! Yow! He's off. Oh, God, he's horrible. He's so bad. I remember saying to somebody once, we had heard him on the radio, and I said, talk about a case of male histrionics. You know, I mean, histrionics, it's an outdated term, but, oh, God, he's awful.
Oh,
he's so awful. Michael Cohen, give it to him.
Right.
You know. Yeah, so.
Best call of the day. If I had a prize to give you, I'd give it to you. But Stephanie, great job. Stephanie, let's see on WMDX in Madison. What's worse, Michael Cohen singing on the stand at Trump's trial today, or Michael Bolton singing anywhere? 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842, or text us on the Civic Media app.
Well, I do agree. I do have at least, there's one saving grace for Michael Bolton, and that's that he has recorded some songs with The Lonely Island, a very popular comedy band.
Okay.
And so he can poke fun at himself, you know, because you can't go and do that with them unless you can. I recommend checking it out. There's one called Incredible Thoughts, where he's singing about how his mind blows his mind, and then they just list off a bunch of fake deep things, and it's pretty funny.
Deep thoughts that aren't deep thoughts, right? What's worse, Michael Cohen singing on the stand at Trump's trial today, or Michael Bolton singing anywhere? 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. Off the YouTube line, Andrew in Maine. Remember, you can watch us on YouTube, Facebook, and Twitter at any time. We always appreciate that. And subscribe. Subscribe to the old YouTube. It helps us out. Andrew in Maine off of YouTube says, quote, they are equally bad. Cohen is sharing the truth, I hope. And Bolton is entertaining to someone and creating jobs when he records on tours. Not necessarily my cup of tea. Don't know any of his songs, Andrew says. Also, Tony, watching on YouTube as well. Jack, Captain Jack Sparrow, anyone?
Yeah, that's another one of the Lonely Island songs featuring Michael Bolton, in which the Lonely Island crew were like, all right, we got a new track. Let's go. And they're singing about, you know, being in the club and being like, you know, generally rap lyrics, like stereotypical rap lyrics.
Yeah.
And then Michael Bolton comes in for the chorus and just, this is the tale of Captain Jack Sparrow, and just keeps going on it. And they're like, okay, that was weird. Anyway, and he just keeps on going back to Jack Sparrow. Song is very not radio appropriate, though.
Oh, we can't play that song. All right. Do we have any other Josh Bolton that you want to queue up here and or play? Or if not, that's fine. But I just thought, here's some more.
This is that Lonely Island one.
Okay. I mean, it's very, it should be like peroxide bleached feather hair or something. Stephanie had the, what did she say? It sounded like a cat caterwauling or a caterwauling cat with fur in its mouth, whatever, yeah. And again, Michael Bolton's been 10 times more successful than me, so who have I got to say anything about? But what's worse, Michael Cohen singing on the stand today in the Trumpster trial or Michael Bolton singing anywhere? 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. Somebody listening on the old WRCE back in the hometown Richland Center says the Cougars at Applebee's love Michael Bolton.
So I guess if you're on that train, now you know what to put in the jukebox.
The same listener. What were we talking about that day? That was a great.
It was
text.
What's worse, Applebee's or Chili's?
Oh, that's right.
Was it Chili's? Yeah, Chili's.
Applebee's or Chili's. That was a former what's worse. And the listener there said the Chili's because Applebee's, they have Dollaritas where you could go and like, you know, hit on cougars at the bar.
I believe the exact verbiage was you can't, quote, get smoked and hit on cougars for real cheap.
That's exactly the quote. Nicely done. Get smoked on Dollaritas and hit on the Cougars at Apple. And apparently, according to this listener, I like to meet whoever this is, by the way, you know, picking up Cougars and Applebee's and listening to Michael Bolton. I mean, that's right there. That is hometown entertainment. What's worse, Michael Cohen singing on the stand or Michael, what did I say? Michael Cohen singing on the stand or Michael Bolton singing anywhere? 855-752-4842. A couple minutes left if you want to call in. All right, well, I think that we've probably done as much damage as we can here, Mr. Sommer. So let's close up the old what's worse. There you go, another edition of What's Worse, more coming soon. So looking forward to that. It's been one of those shows. But it's been a good show. We appreciate everybody for calling in, for listening. Mr. Zahmer is doing yeoman's work, as always, on the board. Be with us tomorrow as we're still here at the state headquarters, the worldwide headquarters on State Street. There we go. And it'll be a great show. Stay tuned now for Maggie Dawn. Says, Todd, something new to try for your dating life. Hitting on lions at Applebee's.
There we go. I think Andrew's onto something.
Stay tuned for Maggie Dawn next. Whatever you're fighting for, whatever you believe in, do not give up. Keep banging on your drum. See you tomorrow.
You're listening to the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH, Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, Wisconsin comedian Rob Breckenridge joins me in studio for some laughs, and we discuss World Cocktail Day with an expert Wisconsin bartender.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights 7 till 9.
1, 2, 3.
What you doing?
4, 5, 6. Counting the first place awards from the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association.
WISS in Oshkosh for the best promo. WAUK in Waukesha, best Maggie Dawn Show web story. WMDX in Madison, best web story about the Max Inc. radio show. And WFHR in Wisconsin Rapids for best show, interview, and promo.
Informed, entertained, connected.
And winning.
Your local Civic Media radio station. Learn more at civicmedia.us.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. This is the Buzz of the North. WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.